Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet, Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s.
Yeah.
Ask for it by name, Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now cheers.
The Radio.com app is the official new home of the Rise Guys Morning Show on your phone. Download it today and make 93.3 The Planet a favorite. Powered by Quaker Steak and Lube. You're locked into the Rise Guys Morning Show on 93.3 The Planet. Rocks.
Calling out all the ladies to the floor. Gentlemen, circle the ladies. Ladies,
all right.
Get down.
Yeah.
Now up. Now down. Now cha-cha, y'all. No, that's the wrong song.
Yeah, wrong song.
Rise Guys Morning Show, good morning to you. It is freaking my rejoin week. And today's going to be party music. Today's going to be music that, I don't care where you are, you're going to look for your nearest dance floor and make your way to it.
As you should at all times.
This is the Gap Band with You Dropped a Bomb on Me, which I imagine are boys and girls in the military. This is probably their jam, right?
Oh. That and bodies.
Pew! Boom! Take that, Beirut! Right.
Jeez.
Give us that keyword, would you, one more time, Fat Boy, for P1s to win $1,000 with the P1 payoff.
Total. T-O-T-A-L. Like the greatest cereal in the world.
Hey.
Hey. I only got one spoonful of sugar as a kid.
You a fan of Total, Fat Boy?
It was good.
It is good. I always enjoy
only
it.
Only one spoonful of sugar.
Only one.
They still make it. I don't know.
All right, text total to 72881, and perhaps you could win $1,000. We do it 12 times an hour with the P1 payoff. All right, let's catch everybody up. Jimmy is not dead. He's alive and well. Good morning to you again, Jim. I think that's where we had like an informal prayer circle going on this morning.
Yeah.
And I know you don't believe in that nine, but it's something else. I was saying... Because 9 was a little late this morning. I was saying in the old days, I always feared you were dead if you were late.
Yeah.
Because of your
dead.
Size.
I wasn't dead this time.
Well, I know.
I was fine.
They didn't have to use any kind of Narcan on you or any kind of defibrillator?
Narcan, no.
Narcan.
No.
Yeah. So, you're here.
There was no one there. It was just me and my dog.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, you did make it home.
Yeah.
I had jokingly said you were still at the firmament.
No, I would have been on time then.
Yeah.
Well, that's true.
That's right across the street. I'd be on time.
Why are you trying to steal my gimmick?
I couldn't find regular glasses. So I'm wearing my sunglasses because I couldn't find my others.
Those are not transitional lenses?
No, sunglasses.
Oh. You guys are reversed.
Are they a prescription?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay. Yes, they are prescription sunglasses.
I don't have prescription sunglasses.
Well, you should.
Should I?
Yeah.
Okay. Do they make sunglasses readers?
Probably.
Yeah.
I love
probably.
Go see Dr. Roy Band.
I don't know the guy.
Get hooked up.
I know the Gap Band. They're playing right now in the background. Paige?
I had to do that in a restaurant with my stepson, and I embarrassed him the whole time because I left my house and only brought my prescription sunglasses.
Oh.
So when we went to lunch, he's like, you look ridiculous, but I had to be able to see.
If you look into the sun, can you make it out a little better when you're wearing prescription sunglasses? Go ahead.
You still shouldn't stare at the
should
sun.
Not yeah. stare
should
at the
not
sun.
Stare at the sun, even with sunglasses on. No.
Yeah. Okay.
Should not do it.
They say that so you won't look at it and see the NASA logo down in the corner.
Yeah, they don't want you to see
where
that.
Where they made it.
Yeah, they don't want you to know that. That's a big secret, Matthew.
I revealed it. Secrets revealed today on a very special Rise Guys.
I did have a successful evening, though.
Yeah, so I hope you don't mind. I know how we are about privacy. But I read your
we
text
have
message.
None.
Well, we don't have any. Yeah. You can't on this show.
Yeah, we have none.
I mean, if you tell somebody on the show something, or they see, I mean, it's open field. It's open, you know, wide open. Talk mm-hmm. about it. So I read your text message about you speaking with, Y2J last night, Chris Jericho.
Yeah.
Twice. Was there a third time?
Three times, yep.
A third time.
Spoke to him a third time, yep.
I had feared that he asked you to go on tour with him.
No, no.
You would be the hype man for Fozzy.
All three times were in brief.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the third time was just so...
Boxers for the third time?
So
our buddy Caleb Kennedy could get his picture with Jericho for his 21st birthday.
Oh, is that right?
Yep.
Oh, you got to meet him.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Did you arrange that?
I got that done, yep.
Oh, good.
Yep.
Good.
Felt good about that.
Fantastic.
Did a good thing for a good young man.
I love Caleb. He's a good... You remember Caleb? Many times been on the show. He performed on the show one time as Kane.
Yep.
And then other times... What was the other? Oh, Matt Hardy called in or something for him. Or no, it was
Tyler Breeze.
Tyler Breeze.
Yeah.
Gorgeous. Mm-hmm. That guy. Yeah. How was real quick?
Yeah.
Because we have a guest that I want to speak with. We all do. How was Fozzy, the band? It was, Fozzy, if you don't know, and you should know, but it's a rock and roll band fronted by professional wrestling legend,
yeah,
Christopher Jericho, Y2J.
Yeah, and the guitar player is Rich Ward, the Duke of Metal.
The Duke of Metal.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
From right there in Georgia.
They're always good. They were good last night. I've seen them a few times. They've always been good.
Any Kiss covers?
No.
Oh, really?
No.
Wow.
I've always wanted to meet Rich Ward. Never had an opportunity.
Like, yeah, did. We met him at a birthday bash that year.
I don't think so.
Out in the parking lot. Yeah, we got a group picture with them all.
I think it's Jericho.
No, he's there too.
I've seen the picture. It's Jericho.
God,
I think you're thinking you've mistaken a P1 for Rich Ward.
Yeah, I don't know who he is.
Rich Ward, black guy?
Yeah. No.
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
No.
Okay.
No, I knew you talking about. Yeah, it's not him.
No.
Page used to be his neighbor. he used to be your neighbor.
Not Rich Ward from Stuck Mojo.
Oh, okay. Chris. I'm thinking of the wrong
Chris,
guy then.
The one that used to be my neighbor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the lovely, lovely Nita Strauss.
Uh huh.
Oh, yeah.
A lovely young Google lady her. She is. My God.
I told Jimmy this yesterday. I'm just not good at things. He said, oh, yeah, I'm going to Jericho tonight, and then, you know, Fozzy and Nia Strauss is there. I said, you mean Nia? And he's like, no, it's...
Nita.
It's Nita. So
Nita
I've been
Strauss.
Saying her name wrong for years.
Lovely Nita Strauss.
No wonder she didn't respond to my tweets.
Oh.
Nita. So she's good.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, she's very attractive.
She was great. And as always, the local boys stole the show.
Thank you.
They're about Black River Rebels.
Nice. Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
They stole the show?
Yeah, they did.
Ooh, old Wade Razor.
Yeah.
Hey, Wade.
Did you talk to Nita Strauss any?
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah.
She was really nice. She came out to...
why you were late today?
Mainly to meet Caleb.
Oh, did she?
Somebody told me her husband is her drummer, and he looks like he ripped somebody's arms off. He's
really?
A big dude.
And she used to date Nikki Sixx, too, I think.
I hope not.
I thought so.
That ruined it.
She's 30 years younger than him. I hope not.
Well, that makes sense. Well, good. Glad you're not dead. Glad you made it to work. Hopefully you won't get fined. You know, there is a fine policy now.
Look, it's the first time ever.
The Matt Man fine.
It's the first time ever. If they fine me, I might quit.
Come on. Ain't the first time ever you've been late.
Well, it's the first time in like 10 years.
Not since I got the fine program started.
Yeah.
Good for you.
If they fine me for being late one time in like a decade, I might just, no, I quit.
No.
Then go work at a gas station.
No. You have a contract. You're here.
You can't do that if you test for coke in the NFL. It's the first time.
We have for you here shortly a brand new Facebook Fussin', and we spoke of this earlier. We have, for the first time ever, now this is where it's going to sound weird. I want to say this is the first time ever a P1's going to join us for Facebook Fussin', but, you know, we did the drag fussin' that time.
Mm-hmm.
And those folks were P1. So the first ever non-drag P1 joining us today. You may know him from this sound clip that Fat Boy's made infamous over the last several months. That's right. P1, Sean the Bomb. Good morning, Sean.
Yes. Good morning.
How are you, sir?
I'm doing all right. How's it going?
You're doing good, man. It's good to see you. You came by Friday for a brief moment. We didn't get to really speak too much, but it's good to see you.
Thank you.
Yeah. Is this your first Facebook fussing you've ever performed?
Yes.
Yeah, it will be.
Oh, it's going to be so good.
Don't be nervous, because I was sitting here talking to Sean off the air. I was like, look. Don't get nervous about performing Facebook Fuss. I'm sitting here printing out my script as we were talking and going through with a highlighter. Mm-hmm. This is going to be fun. This is going to be
That's an old school method. Everybody now gets their scripts digitally.
Yeah.
Is that right, Paige?
Yeah.
No.
No. Oh, wow. I have to trust Paige. She's been in more movies than any of us.
Paige gets her her Facebook fussing script digitally, which is what we're talking about. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, I thought we were talking about in the movies.
Oh, they do.
Yeah, they usually do, too.
Yeah.
But, like, for...
Now she agrees.
I get it both ways, but there's such a...
Yeah, you do.
That's what I heard. That's in the second movie, actually.
There's so many rewrites that, you know, you need a hard copy from the director when they change things.
You got to make a note, like in a nude scene, like pulls both boobs out instead of one.
Oh, I see.
Like you got to rewrite that.
Yeah. I mean, and you're always putting notes in, especially on set.
That's what I do. Like when I go through here, like for instance, like, you know, I don't want to give too much away here, but like in the first one, I am performing the character of Baby Doll.
Uh-huh.
And I read through this and I'm like, I try to embody the character of who I think Baby Doll is.
Right. You're just going to go to wrestling from the 80s with
I'm
Baby
not.
Doll.
I'm not.
I would.
Some of the other characters are Honey and Sugar, and I'm Baby Doll. So I'm trying to get a little acclimated to who Baby Doll is. Mm-hmm. Like, for instance, Sean, you're Terry in the first one here.
Terrible name.
For a man or a woman?
Both.
You think so? That was Sean the Bomb saying that the name Terry is a horrible name.
Don't take offense, nobody.
No one.
Sean the Bomb at intercom.com for your hate mail.
No, 864-241-4318 if you have the name Terry. Yeah, and then later on, let's see, Sean, you're going to be Tommy, and then on the third one, you're going to be playing the role of Buzz.
See, Buzz!
Those are okay names.
Buzz is okay, but not Terry.
Yeah.
He's busy. Have you ever acted before any in high school?
Not at all. I did take a drama class.
Uh-oh.
Okay, what'd you do in drama class? You had to act some in drama class.
Yeah, we did.
Play some roles.
Yeah, we did improv, and I pretended to get beat up.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, man, you should have been here for Worker Brother Wednesday yesterday.
Yeah.
Jimmy, what are you? Had you...
I'd pretend to punch you in the face.
Yeah. Over and over again.
And you'd sell it way better than Fatboy does.
Repeatedly.
Fatboy never sells it.
No, so don't sell nothing.
I over-the-top Shawn Michaels sell for nine when he fake punches me.
I probably would if it were a couple times instead of 80 in the span of an hour.
It was a couple times yesterday. I mean, I don't have any fun doing it anymore because you're such a killjoy.
God, it's finally working.
We saw him at wrestling last week.
Yeah. What's up, Rob? Yeah, Fatboy doesn't like to move, so it's hard to sell. If you don't like to move or participate or do anything, and you hate everybody, it's
freaking
hard to do.
Hulk Hogan over here never puts you over, so you could punch him till you're blue in the face, and he'll just not sell it. So why am I selling for you?
Well, you got to get it tight. If it ain't snug, I ain't selling.
I'm not going to sell anymore.
Yeah, if it don't look good, why would you sell a punch that don't look good? You got to get it in tight, you know? You got to touch beard hair with your fist, then I'll sell it.
Sean, I don't know if you see what's going on here now. This is where Paige and I feel like the kids when the parents are arguing.
So we're workshopping the characters.
Yep.
Is this what that is? Are y'all supposed to be arguing friends in the first Facebook question?
Arguing coworkers.
Sean, where'd you go to high school? You were from California, right?
Yeah.
What, from Sacramento area?
Yeah.
Okay, so no high school we'd recognize.
I've gone to two high schools down here.
Where'd you go?
The first was the Dolman Center, and then
Cavaliers.
Yep.
I played there my first football game. They hit me so hard they knocked me out of my britches.
Awful school.
Awful school. So what about if your name is Terry or you went to Dorman?
Oh,
Sean's
goodness.
Bringing some heat today.
Whoa.
Where else do you go besides Dorman?
Greer High School.
Yeah. Whoa. So you like Greer better than Dorman?
Oh yeah, much better.
Yellow Jackets over the Cavaliers.
Yep.
Damn. That was 864-241-4318.
That's right.
FOF line.
Dorman Cavaliers and people named Terry.
Terry.
Men and women, he says. All right. That's P1 Sean the Bomb. He will be joining us all morning long, but specifically next he will perform with you along with Paige, who's a real actress, and Fat Boy, and Nine, who's made it here successfully today.
I've been here for a while now.
Well, I didn't say when you got here, you know, in case somebody's listening. I'm not trying to out you getting here at 6:39.
35 minutes.
6:39.
That was later than that.
Well, look, it's all fun.
Later than that.
I would like to, for those of you listening right now, I'd like to alert you to go into facebook.com/riseguys. That's facebook.com/riseguys. When you get there, wait around because we're going to go live in just a minute on your video. We will be doing Facebook fussing live. That's facebook.com/riseguys. And, of course, audibly right here on 93.3 The Planet. Sean, you ready?
I guess.
Oh, God. I guess.
Now back to Matt, Nine, Paige, and Fat Boy. The Raz Guys Morning Show.
93.3 The Planet.
Now you can like or not. It really don't matter to me. It seems you're burning hot. You keep threatening to unfriend me. You've been Facebook fussing, throwing shade and dissing too. You've been Facebook fussing, mad emojis look like you.
What you're about to hear is real. Real Facebook arguments. These arguments have been screenshot by you, the P1s, and sent in anonymously, of course, to the RiseGuys at AOL.com. I will remind you, though, names have been changed to protect the innocent, the guilty,
and the stupid.
This is Facebook Fussin'. And I'll remind you, joining us on this episode of Facebook Fussin', P1, Sean the Bomb, Mr. Lickle himself. Sean, welcome again.
Yay. Sounded like you forgot my name for a second.
No, but I'll tell you, I call you, like, I don't call you Sean the Bomb. I call you Lickle.
Oh, all
because right. That's what's made you, you know, a household name now.
Lickle.
So, but you are Sean the Bomb, so welcome. Everyone's ready. Everyone has their scripts.
Yeah.
Correct?
I'm super zoomed in. I can't zoom out.
You need to stop the transmission and begin it again. We are on Facebook.com/RiseGuys. Would you like to?
I can't zoom out.
End it and start it again.
Yeah, I'm going to have to. Sorry, y'all.
It's a very important part of the process.
Yeah.
Oh, man, I lost my spot.
No, get it back. This is why I say hard copy scripts are very important.
I just hate that that you... Sometimes when I zoom in on the Facebook Live video, I can't zoom back out. It doesn't work well.
Well, you are wearing sunglasses inside, Stupod.
I'm not the only one, Matt, man.
I, too, am wearing sunglasses.
I'm still zoomed in. There it goes. There it goes.
Perfect. Yeah. How do I look?
I mean, you look like yourself.
God.
I know.
Put a filter on there.
All right, you look handsome.
Scene one.
Don't lie, Paige.
I'm trying to be kind.
Playing the role of honey will be Nine. Playing the role of baby doll will be freaking me.
Ooh, baby doll.
Playing the role of sugar will be Paige. And playing the role of Terry, who he says the name sucks both for males and females, it's P1 Sean the Bomb.
Yeah!
And action.
Well, I'm usually not the one to talk blank, but I can't take it no more. I'm so tired of being put down by my family. I could really tell some things about this family because I'm the only one that tells the truth. So if you want to hear about it, I'll post it. I pay for my own damn phone. I don't drink no more. If you don't believe me, you can call my doctor. He will tell you. I'm tired of being judged by everybody.
Girl, you go ahead and post what you want. It's all good.
I mean, we all gonna be talked about till the day we die anyway, so the best thing to do is stop caring about what people say or think.
Well, if you got something to say about this family, then go ahead and post it. We are a good family, and everybody knows it except you. You, the crazy one, always putting blank on Facebook for everybody to see. So-and-so is drunk too much, or so-and-so had to go to court the other day. Just quit gossiping about us. Always talking about how you did this for so-and-so, and how you did that for so-and-so. Well, guess what? You ain't like the only one that does blank for other people, you selfish cow.
Now, people can see what I'm talking about. I've tried to do good. I keep getting these hate messages.
But see, we are sick of it. We are all just done and tired with you posting things about our family for whoever to see. And if you don't want to stop being a part of this family, then stay your ass out of it. You are truly crazy.
I didn't go to rehab for being crazy. I went for alcohol abuse, just so you know. Remember your dad going through the same thing.
First off, I didn't even bring up rehab, but you sure did, right? Second, bitch, you ever put my dad's name in your mouth, you two are nothing alike. And stop tagging him and everything. His phone keeps dinging and keeps throwing it around the room.
I think both of you guys need to take this off Facebook and speak privately.
Well, she keeps posting. She needs to quit posting. It's her fault.
No, I'm not letting you get away with posting whatever about the family when you don't know what actually is going on. I won't stand for it.
I can do what I want on my damn page.
So go ahead, post whatever. But just so you know, I already told Granny to not be surprised when you got two black eyes and a busted lip the next time she sees your ass.
I don't take well to threats, and neither does Facebook. Consider yourself reported.
Well, Facebook ain't going to protect you next time I see you, and it sure as hell ain't going to stop these fists from pounding your face. End scene.
Two black guys and a busted lip. That's rough, man.
That's a rough time.
Uh-huh.
It was Honey, Baby Doll, Sugar, and Terry.
Yeah.
Sean, I thought you did great.
Yeah. You did a great job, Sean.
I'd like to give another round of applause to Sean the Bomb for that.
Sean the Bomb.
That was wonderful.
I felt it, man.
Mm-hmm. I felt the character of Terry.
Yeah.
I don't know if it was male or female.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you didn't feel him hard enough.
It didn't matter. Everybody could understand it. Scene 2. By the way, we're at facebook.com/riseguys if you'd like to watch it live.
Live on video.
I keep getting beard hair in my mouth. I hope it's beard hair.
What's up to Looper, Jamie Gilbert, Jamie Long?
Are we doing shout outs now?
Yeah. That's one of our hottest listeners.
What's up? Who, Looper?
No.
He's attractive. No. Scene 2. Playing the role of Madeline will be 9. Playing the role of Sherry will be freaking me. Playing the role of Brett will be Fat Boy.
Yeah.
Playing the role of Tommy will be Sean the Bomb. Playing the role of Denise.
Nice.
Will be Paige. And action.
Madeline posts a room for rent on a community yard sale page. Sleeping room for rent, Blank Harbor. Private bath, upstairs, $75 per week. Non-smoking home, no smoking, no overnight guests. Laundry and kitchen privileges included. Laundry only on weekends. No parties and no drinking. Must give 2-week notice and 2 weeks rent. Pet household. No loud noises after 9 p.m.
So someone can't even get a glass of wine or a beer in the room that they're paying for.
Sherry, don't you start.
Okay, Madeline. Good luck with that, LOL. Crying laughing emoji, crying laughing emoji.
Don't like the rules. You can buy a tent.
Got a house already that I can have drinks in, but again, good luck with that.
Then why are you looking for a room to rent? Duh!
I'm not looking for a room to rent. I'm just commenting on your goofy-ass rules, LMAO.
We don't need drunks in our neighborhood!
So someone who has a drink at their work is a drunk? And someone who has a kid who may come and stay can't have an overnight guest?
Sounds like prison.
Prison is free, and everyone gets to wear the same pajamas.
You're right, prison sounds better.
Some people really know how to appreciate someone else's property. I find that drinkers fall down a lot and need tents safer for them.
This is the dumbest thing I've read all day.
Don't read it. Got some crayons?
So, like, can someone have a drink elsewhere and then come back home to sleep? I'm still not clear on the rules.
Drunks fall down a lot. They would be safer in a tent with their crayon activities.
If you don't like alcohol, get your ass out to USA.
Drunks have a lot of brain damage. Buy a tent. It's safer for you.
But I'm too drunk to put it together using your logic.
Where did you put your crayons?
Oh, my God. Now, you're not just dictating what a person does in the room that they rent, but also what they do when they leave.
I really don't think anyone is talking about getting plastered all the time, just that whoever decides to rent the room can't have one or two beers after work.
You will fall down if you drink beer after work.
And lose your job.
And die.
Rent the room and put a tent inside so when you fall down, you don't break anything. Problem solved.
From now on, when I argue with someone, I'm going to tell them to get a tent and some crayons.
And see. The rules on that was pretty
explicit.
Yeah. Yeah.
Intense.
Very specific rules. Non-smoking, no overnight guests, laundry and kitchen privileges, laundry only on the weekends.
Only on the weekends laundry, yeah.
No parties, no drinking, no overnight guests, laundry on the weekends, only on the weekends.
No loud noises after 9 o'clock.
Yep.
Well, what if I have diarrhea? You know.
Wow. That was a Facebook fussing from Wisconsin.
Thank you. Oh, the P1 sharing their family's business with us now, huh?
Yep.
All right. Facebook fussing. Scene 3, right? Scene 3.
Yep.
Playing the role of Julia will be 9.
Woo!
Playing the role of Tatiana
Ooh.
Will be Fat Boy. Playing the role of Tracy with 2 E's will be Freaking Me. Playing the role of Gladys will be Paige. And playing the role of Buzz, P1 Sean the Bomb. And action.
Happy Mother's Day to all the mamas out there, birth moms, baby mamas, and even stepmoms. This is your day. I hope you get spoiled.
Thank you. Same to you. God bless my mama in Hendo.
Oh, I had no idea you had family in Hendersonville.
Spell check that. I meant having, not Hendo. My mama dad.
Oh, my God.
Well, you too, Julia. That was heartfelt. Did you write that or C&P that quote?
No, Tracy. I wrote that myself. I do haikus.
Yes, Julia. I would like to add that I hope this is a good day for you. In my country, they hate women, so you know, no such day. But here in America, it's a big deal. So to me, this is not a big deal, too. Happy birthday, mothers.
Tatiana, it's Mother's Day, not my mother's birthday, but thank you.
I am very, very sorry. I now feel shame.
Nah, it's okay. Stuff gets lost in the lingo.
No, I feel shame. Now, forever. I have offended your mother's birthday, and now I feel shame.
I don't feel shame, Tatiana. And hey, Julie, I know today was rough on you and all with everything, but did you get any cool gifts?
Oh, thanks. You know we went to church, and then me and Dave went to Blank Lobster. It was sweet. Nah, I hinted around that I wanted this lamp at Lowe's, but he didn't pick up on the hints, I guess. Post-pick of large ceiling light.
That's more like a chandelier.
Well, sorry, grammar police.
I'm not trying to be rude, but it's clearly not a lamp. It looks like that dress Katy Perry wore to that awards show.
Buzz? Is that short for buzzard? Because you're acting like one real now. Like right now. I'm sorry.
Huh?
Be kind.
Ooh, first time I ever heard that one. Did you CMP that too?
Sorry to ask, but I received notifications on this my Facebook app. What is CMP?
It stands for copy and paste, Tatiana.
No pun intended, Buzz, but you can buzz off. Why the anger, man?
Oh, I am surprised you didn't call me a buzzkill, too. Me and Julie have known each other for a long time. She don't deserve anything for Mother's Day. Your daughter divorced you in court because you're a bad mother.
Oh, hold on now, please. Just catching up. Here in USA, you can marry your children.
Oh, Tatiana, I can almost hear your pretty Russian accent through Facebook. I love it.
You are recording me?
Buzz, you are a real SOB for bringing that up. You know Randall wasn't right in the head. He wanted to run around and do drugs and paint huff. You delete that at once. Trying to ruin her day. Why the sock you won? And leave Tatiana alone. She's sweet.
I can talk to her if I want to. Hey, Tatiana, do you know how to spell iCup?
Just as you did there.
Yes, spell iCup and say it.
Buzz, leave her alone. What's gotten into you? Pack of rudeness.
Hold on, Buzz. I spell iCup as I-C-U-P.
Walks every time.
No, explain joke. I miss meaning of joke.
Oh, Lord. Spell it out. Just say it out loud, Tatiana.
Oh, my God. This is ridiculous. I love it.
Sorry. Still lost. I laugh. Also unexplained.
Christ almighty, Tatiana. I-C-U-P.
How you see me pee? Am I being videotaped? There is camera in the ceiling through a Ring doorbell.
Tatiana, it's okay. It's just a stupid joke.
I am dying over here.
Oh, okay. Well, my neighbor explained to me. I see you pee. I am not a butt of joke. I feel shame.
Mic drop for America.
End scene.
Man.
I love you, Fat Boy.
It's easier to do a Russian dude.
Yeah.
It's hard to do a Russian chick.
Yeah. Let's hear your Russian dude accent.
I-C-U-P.
It sounds just like Tatiana.
It's just the same.
The same voice.
You recorded me through doorbell.
She's a, you know.
She's a large girl.
I must kill you now.
She's like the girl from yesterday. She's a butchy Russian lady, maybe. Who knows?
After I walk my cat around Bowling Springs,
with a real pretty face.
Yeah. Yeah, and the other one. Drunks should live in tents so in case they fall down.
Yeah, it's safer for them with their crayons.
Sean, you did great.
Thank you.
That was fantastic. Really, really good.
Yeah.
What you just heard was real. Real Facebook arguments, screenshot by you, the P1s. I will tell you, though, names have been changed to protect the innocent, the guilty.
And the stupid.
That was another edition. What was it, Sean?
Facebook fussing.
You know you love them, but all you gotta do is like the Rise Guys at facebook.com/933theplanet. The proud home of the Rise Guys Morning Show. 93.3. The planet just rocks.
It's Rise Guys headlines with Paige and her big ol' hoo-has.
All right. This may be sad news for some of us.
No.
But yeah. Britney Spears may never perform again.
No.
I know. I wanted to go to Vegas and see her performance.
What were you waiting on?
Money.
Paige? Money. Oh, yeah. I see. Well, you got another chance here in about 10 minutes with a P1
there. Oh, yeah. Well, Larry Rudolph has been Britney's manager for 20 years, and he says, quote, as the person who guides her career, from what I have gathered, it's clear to me she should never be going back to Vegas to do that residency. It's not in the near future and possibly never again.
No.
Wonder why.
Well,
wonder why. Vegas specifically, he says she should stay away from?
Yeah.
I wonder if she's turned into a gambler.
Maybe just as the stress and she's...
Paige is very touched by this.
I know.
And she's trying to get her father out of her life and finances, and so...
Well, hit the road. You want to see him.
Yeah. Well... She's been going to court over that, and she's now taking time to regroup and get her head together.
Is that like a money play? Because when you do these residencies, yes. It's like two shows a night, 5 days a week.
It's not something to be taken seriously when she says that. She absolutely will perform again. She absolutely will go on tour and make hundreds of millions of dollars off of it. She absolutely will.
I mean, I don't know why that's the, like, you know, the threshold of, you know, like, success. You get a Vegas residency.
It's the complete, I think, and I'll be honest, I've never seen a Vegas concert. I've seen like Siegfried and Roy and something else, whatever the other thing we went to. But you got to think, somebody who's doing two shows a day, it's the same show every time. It's, I'd like to think that when you go to a concert, a traveling tour, like, I realize the set list may be the same, but they're, it's a different vibe. The building's different. They had the town they're in or whatever. I think it becomes a lazy concert if you have a residency.
It's it does. You should hit the road for a little while. I mean, it's not that long. Like,
hit the road, Brit.
Pink went on tour last year. Her tour grossed $170 million. Britney Spears would quadruple that easy.
She does like a circus show now, too. So you're really getting your money's worth.
Yeah. Wow. I mean, Britney would put on a production, too. I mean, she's going to hit the road. She's going to make a lot of money. She's going to make mad bank.
If Britney was like on one of those big spinning wheels and somebody was throwing knives at her while she was performing, I would go see that. Or she's like in the, remember the thing they'd have at the fair where the guys would get on the motorcycles in the circle of doom or whatever? Yeah. And she's performing, though, while she's, I would see that.
And Britney has emerged the last few years. She's kind of become like a gay icon. She really has. Don't you?
No, she has.
Well, no, she's not gay.
No, but she has become an icon.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah. She's the new Cher.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, she's become a gay icon.
I think she'd be the new Madonna. Wouldn't that be the lineage of Gatum? Cher to Madonna.
Yeah,
maybe Britney.
Yeah.
It could have been Lady Gaga for a moment.
I was about to say, what about Lady Gaga?
Well, she's the younger generation still. She came along well after Britney.
See, I thought that this is what I heard. This is what I read. I heard that the gay community somewhat turned on Lady Gaga because they felt she used them as her niche to get into stardom. And then once she did, she kind of did, you know, moved away from that. That's what I read about the gay community and Lady Gaga.
What about Katy Perry? I kissed a girl when I liked.
No. She didn't mean any of that. No.
It was all up front. She was working.
Yeah.
She was a worker.
Yeah, she's not down with any of that stuff.
I would go see Britney Spears in concert, though. I would go see Katy Perry in concert. Uh-huh. Yeah, I would go see... You wouldn't?
No.
I would.
No,
I wouldn't.
Dancing Sharks and all? Come on.
No, I wouldn't care.
Oh, okay. Man. Oh, I would.
She's a phony. I wouldn't go see her. I'd go see Britney. I'd go see the Spice Girls.
They're all phony. Gene Simmons is a phony.
I wouldn't go see them either. I've had numerous opportunities to go see Kiss. That middle finger to all of them.
Mm.
All right, then.
I feel like we're at a card table. I'm trying to figure out 9-10.
Nobody's making it.
Yeah.
Take a peek. What's all Helmuth got over there?
I forget. He couldn't find his glasses today, nine. So he's wearing his his prescription sunglasses,
yes,
so he can see.
My sunnies. They're sunnies.
That's your Tammy Lynn Sitches. What those are. Well, that's crazy, Paige.
She got big.
All right. Well, there's a politician that is going where the people are. And this is a Danish politician by the name of Joachim Olsen. And he's advertising on Pornhub.
Wow.
And he says, when you're done wanking, vote for Yoki. Reads the ad.
Oh, thought that was your personal message to those listening.
Mm-mm. And he says, he's a member of parliament in a suit, and then, you know, he has this ad for the people. He says, yes, it's me on Pornhub. And, you know, you got to go where the people are, right?
Yeah.
Advertise where they're paying attention.
They can find out with their constituents, their demographics, and maybe some of their favorite websites. So if that's one of them, power to the people.
Yeah, I mean, he relates to people. He was an Olympic silver medalist.
Talk about a, are you going to the pole?
Yeah,
yeah, right. When I get done with this one.
I'll see you right there.
Use that. Hire me as your campaign manager. I'll help you. I can come out all kind of dirty puns.
Yeah. He's a weightlifter.
Oh, well.
He's 41 years of age.
That's where the similarities end.
Yeah. Yep. He's not a bad looking guy. So maybe it'll work. You got to relate to people. And if those are the votes that you want to get, the people that are on Pornhub.
What is Pornhub? No, of course.
Okay. Fat Boy, can you explain to Matt Man what
Pornhub
is?
No, he doesn't use that one.
It's one of the worst sites you can go to.
Yeah, he doesn't use that one at all.
I don't know.
He doesn't like that one. He likes all the other ones.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, good for that guy reaching out to people.
A lot of those ballots are going to be sticky.
Sean the Bomb is telling it like it is this morning.
Telling it like it is.
Over here, I mean, our politicians just, you know, fish in a barrel. They market themselves to the same people they always have, and they always will. They don't go after people who don't vote. They don't want that.
Well, with that, too, though, I don't know how I don't know what society's like in, where was this at? New Zealand?
Belgium or something?
Belgium?
Yeah.
I don't know what society's like there, but, like, you got to think, like, he's not going to get any of the religious votes, if that's a thing, over there. Like, over here, I mean, you would not, you couldn't be a Republican and advertise on Pornhub. No.
No. You know, the, I'll tell you two things
Denmark.
That are funny. Oh, Denmark.
Denmark.
Australia has elections coming up. I think this coming weekend.
Mm-hmm.
It's compulsory.
On the weekend.
It's compulsory that you vote in Australia. You have to vote. If you live there and you're a grown, active person, you have to vote.
Yeah.
But it isn't a popularity contest there. They have like a sense of duty about it.
Yeah.
So they, you know, they don't argue about it and yell at each other about it and shoot each other over it. They just go and do it.
Hmm.
Yeah.
I remember my grandmother talking about how way back when politics wasn't even anything you even talked about. Like it was almost like a deep secret about who you voted for. Like you would never even talk about it. It wasn't even thing you would ask anybody.
Mm-hmm.
It was just something. It'd be like saying, "Hey, would you tell the priest in the confessional booth?"
Yeah.
You don't ask people that.
You're not supposed to
back
tell
then. Now, you know. I play games, and I look at people's bumper stickers,
uh-huh.
And I try to guess, so who would they vote for?
Really?
Yeah. I can tell you.
It's a fun game.
I'm good at that 50% of the time.
Uh-oh.
I am. Like, you know it's true.
Yeah. That was always the best.
Coexist bumper stickers aren't voting for Trump.
Was those people who just would, you know, they'd go vote, and they didn't, it didn't turn into, like, your life.
Mm.
Now we have plenty of people in America whose lives revolve around politics, which is a sad, sad existence.
I know.
Oh, yeah.
Unless
yeah.
you're a politician, then it probably should. But if you're like a welder, your life shouldn't revolve around politics.
No.
It should revolve around you.
I think all politics are crooked. All of them.
You're right.
Yeah, everybody has their own personal interests.
So. I would vote for you, Sean. I really would.
Thank you. One day.
One day.
All right. Well, Rise Guys headlines styled by Rucker Bell Chic Boutique. I'm Paige, and those are your Rise Guys headlines.
Fantastic. Thank you, Paige. We got $1,000 to give you here in Mirror Moments. Fatboy will give you that keyword, and you can text it to 72881. That's 72881. And win you $1,000. Plus, we got NASCAR All-Star Race tickets. I should hush. We got to hurry. Rise, guys. More right after this.
Three, two, one. Fewer commercials. A 93-minute rock block smacks you between the ears. Starting at 10. Right after these Rise guys shut up.
93.3 The Planet Rocks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.